ripoff scams. I told you about the guy trying to sell me mortgage insurance on a loan that I didn't do. What are the scams in your business?
Unfortunately, a lot of them. So one of the ones that really touched me, this past week is I had a family call us up, and Dad's in the hospital. Mm-hmm. They're trying to get him home for Christmas. They hired a company to come out and put in a ramp and remodel their bathroom for him. And it was all supposed to be done. Well, the company required 100% down up front.
Ooh. No.
Hello.
And they haven't returned any phone calls, right?
They didn't send the money.
They did. They did. It was an emotional decision, right?
Yeah. And in order to get this done, we need...
Yeah.
Okay.
Right? So the family made an emotional decision. I'm trusting you. You know, get this done. I need to worry about Dad. So they called our company. They're obviously upset. And we're moving mountains to get Dad home by Christmas time because we were massively booked up, but this was a heartbreaking story. But it really brought, and then Jeremy and I talked last week about the same thing.
Some bait and switch stuff.
There's so much of it going on.
Yeah.
You
think it's the holiday season, or do you think it's just...
I think it's worse now.
Okay.
I think people...
Pulling on heartstrings?
It's a very emotional time of year, so people are making more emotional decisions.
Okay.
Where otherwise they might stop and think through it. But anything that you buy...
That's unbelievable. I've not heard that 100%.
Yeah, which is nuts, because I don't think you do 100% ever.
30 at best, and that's just to cover material costs, right? Because we're not a bank.
Yeah.
We just tell our customers we're not a bank.
And that's normal. I mean, you're going to have a deposit depending. And some of our custom equipment, it'll be 70. It's like the majority of what you're buying, right? It'll be 70%. But never 100. Always. Yeah. There should always be something back. No matter who you're working with, never give somebody 100% up front. Ever.
Why? I always ask this question for the listeners. I went to Rocket Mortgage, or I went to Loan Depot, and it just happened this past week, right? Past 2 weeks. Well, 2 weeks ago was Rocket. This week it was Loan Depot for HELOC. I sent them over to KCTCU. They wanted to charge them $2,800 to do a HELOC. I'm like, what? Hmm. What are you doing, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, this guy sold widgets, right? I don't want to go too specific, right? He sold widgets. He went from a salaried employee. Same company. He's been there for 10 years. He went from salaried employee to management. I'm sorry. He went from a salesperson, commission, to management. Then 8 months ago, he went back to selling widgets as a full-time salesperson. Mm-hmm. So you've got a disruption of income, right? You have self-employed income, commission income, salary income, and now but Fannie Freddie rules state you need a 1 or 2 year history of self-employed income. KCTCU, it's a portfolio loan, right? Mm-hmm. What the hell am I going with this?
I have no idea.
I'm really dizzy right now.
We're trying to figure out scams. We're talking about scams.
Scams!
Right. Scams, yeah. Thank you.
So these guys, I mean, I was on a roll, and then I hit a wall.
Yeah.
No, but, these guys are selling them something. I'm like, why didn't you call me? I hear you all the time. They hear you all the time on the radio. You're all over WGN.
Yeah, but it's not just about us. It's not even about. It's not about Jeremy, or it's not about a Frank, right? Or our respective companies. It's anything you do.
I get it, but right? Why didn't they call you first? That's where I was going.
Here, in all fairness, I talked to a listener last week, and she hears us and listens to us all the time. Sure. She called her plumber, not CenterGuard, which shame on her. Move. That's okay. And they gutted her bathroom, her whole bathroom, just to find a leak. And I'm like, well, that's not an SOP. Like, that's not a normal practice.
Standard operating procedure.
Correct. Yeah, thank you. And she's like, and then it's been months. And they are, like, trying to figure out how to help now. And
the bathroom's torn up.
Oh, yeah. The bathroom's torn up.
But they're plumbers.
Yeah.
So they don't know what they're doing.
They're not remodelers.
And she's just like, and then it just dawned on me, like, I need to call Mega, right? Like, that's just, I don't know why I didn't think of this sooner. But... So maybe it's that shock and awe. Maybe it's I'm stressed and I don't know what else to do. And this company's telling me why. So I'm just going to trust them.
Yeah,
I guess.
And I think that's the worst part. And you should be able to trust people out there. We really should be able to.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, you can't. So always get multiple quotes. Yeah. And even if you're just calling for advice, call somebody else for advice.
Exactly.
Before putting that kind of money down.
How much of those type of calls is I meant to call you, but my husband, my wife, my cousin, my mother, my father called this other person, Or is it just pure emotion and they just need to call somebody fast?
A lot of times it's pure emotion. You just you Google and, and that first person that pops up you're going for, right? Okay. And, you know, it's just what it is.
Do you find your industry, because obviously like we do all of it, do you think your industry is more susceptible to scams because of the medical aspect of things and trying to like push? Like
it's ultra emotional.
Okay.
Yeah, we're a high emotional industry.
Phone number, we got to hit a break.
Yeah, 630-616-6249 or allaboutaccess.com.
Phone number, I cut you off with the phone number.
630-616-6249.